Hi, welcome to the Potter's Roundtable. This is Pottery Shorts, a series of short pottery topics done on the fly.
Welcome to the Potter's Roundtable, a monthly podcast where we share our passion for the ceramic arts and a collection of topics specific to potters. Remember to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. Enjoy the show.
Hi, this is a Pottery Short. I'm Phil Bernberg, and today's topic is what is a eutectic, as in eutectic, and basically why should we care? Well, the word eutectic comes from the Greek eutectos, meaning easily melted. So a eutectic is defined as the lowest melting point possible with a mixture of materials. By the way, this is another chapter in our series, How to Impress Other Potters and Drive Away Your Friends. A generalized diagram of a eutectic looks like this. This is sort of a composition diagram. So I've got composition across the bottom, and I've got temperature up on the side. So at this end of the, this is a line blend, a crossover line blend, as you remember from one, no doubt you remember from one of our previous episodes. This point here represents 100% of A, and at the other end, that represents 100% of B, whatever that is. So in the middle, it would be 50-50. And then these are the melting points. So on this scale, the exact numbers don't matter, but I'm just calling this point, whatever this temperature is, that's the melting point of pure A. And whatever this temperature is, that's the melting point of pure B. So if you plot them like that, then you might expect that the melting point of mixtures of the two, when you combine them, would fall sort of along this straight line, joining the, or my not so straight line, joining the two of them. But in fact, they don't. All the mixtures all have a lower melting point, than that combination line. And in fact, there's when there is a eutectic, there's generally one point that's significantly lower than the others, and this point is called the eutectic point, or the eutectic composition. So at a certain composition, a certain combination of A and B corresponding to that point right there, together, they melt at a lot lower temperature than either one of them does alone. Okay, so that point is called the eutectic point, and that temperature that it melts at is called the eutectic temperature. But this occurrence of this drop in temperature is called the formation of a eutectic.
Thanks for watching this video. Please like, subscribe, and share it with your friends. And consider becoming a patron of our channel. Visit www.patreon.com and search for the Potter's Roundtable. Any amount you give will support the creation of a digital library of educational videos and podcasts to support artists, potters, and educators now and into the future. If you would like more information about our membership studio, classes, events, and multimedia productions at Washington Street Studios, visit our website at www.hfclay.com.
Well, you may already be familiar with this idea and not even realize that you are. In the winter, when you put salt on the ice on your driveway or your steps to melt it, you're actually using a eutectic, because there is a eutectic that forms between solid ice and solid salt. And so if I draw the I can draw the eutectic diagram for the salt and ice, and it looks like this. So this over here, this end, this is ice. This is pure ice, 100%. And over here, this is salt, sodium chloride, 100% pure. And ice, as we all know, melts at around 32 degrees Fahrenheit, right? And salt, as it turns out, this is not to scale, but salt melts at around 1,472 degrees Fahrenheit, a lot hotter. And again, you might say, well, you know, if I had a mixture of the two materials, then maybe they'd sort of melt on somewhere on that line along there, but they don't. They melt like this. And at this particular composition, when I have the salt and the ice together, they actually melt. This temperature is around 21 degrees. So at certain proportions, the combination of salt and ice melts a lot lower than the ice alone. Well, this is what I'm taking advantage of now when I put the salt on my driveway, because I'm taking advantage of the fact that, let's say it's around freezing and the ice is solid, but if I add salt to it, the ice is going to melt now because it's above the melting point. Because in the presence of the salt, the ice melts, it freezes and melts at 21, not 32. So all of a sudden now when I add the salt, the ice melts because it's at 32 and the melting, and it's well above the new melting point of 21. So I'm actually taking advantage of that when I'm putting the salt on my driveway or my steps. Well, you might say, well, this is interesting, but why as a potter, why should I care? Well, the reason is because this is also the basis for the way all our glazes work, okay? Glazes are mostly silica, and silica by itself melts at over 3,000 degrees Fahrenheit, way above the use temperatures for our pottery kilns. So we couldn't use glazes made out of pure silica for a lot of other reasons, but they wouldn't melt in our kilns. But if I can add other materials to the silica and form a eutectic, then I can get the silica and the other materials to melt at a much lower temperature that's within the range of our pottery kilns. So these other materials are the fluxes in the glaze recipes. The oxides like lithium, sodium, potassium, magnesium, calcium, strontium, barium, and lead that are in the normal glaze ingredients that we see, like the feldspars and whiting and spodumene and all these other ingredients, those are the fluxes. So now with the silica and the fluxes together, I can melt a glaze within the range of my kiln. And then when they melt and it cools down, they freeze and solidify and form a glass. And that glass is our glaze. So that's the way eutectic works. I hope this was useful to you, and I hope you haven't lost too many friends explaining it to them. Thank you for joining us today. Thanks for joining us today. If you enjoyed the presentation, please like it and subscribe to our channel and share it with your friends. This way we get more viewers of our videos. Also, check out our website, www.hfclay.com. We'd really like to thank our patrons for supporting our educational efforts, such as these videos. And if you'd like to consider becoming a patron, go to patreon.com and look for the Potter's Roundtable.
The Potter's Roundtable is brought to you by Washington Street Studios and our patrons. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe, give us a 5-star review, and tell your friends. If you want to learn more about Washington Street Studios and shared studio memberships, please visit our website at www.hfclay.com. Thank you, and we'll see you again next time on the Potter's Roundtable.